Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 25th, Saturday, 2019, day 145. Today's topic, praise be to God, who alone does marvelous deeds. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 72, verses 15 to 20, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to chapter 8, verse 18. John chapter 14, verses 15 to 31. Proverbs 15, verse 33. Today I have six main passages. The first one, Psalm 72, verses 18 to 20. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to His glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and Amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. The second passage, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him. The third passage, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 20 to 22. What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, sovereign Lord. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. How great you are, sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. Fourth passage, 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. He put garrisons in the Aramean kingdom of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to him and brought tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. The fifth passage, 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 14. He put garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. The sixth passage, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Today's psalm tells us how David was being blessed since he was a young guy because he loved God and followed him closely.
Wow.
God removed all his enemies. He was in a kind of no worry, no war, only peace state. That's why he gave thanks to God and said, "Praise be to God who alone does marvelous deeds." Today, John's passage gives us the confirmation from Jesus himself that those who love God and follow God will be blessed. And that is to experience God with us. That was how David experienced. May you understand, if you love God, follow God, and you will be surely blessed. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to love you and follow you just as David did, so that we can receive your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any encouragement from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be able to love God and follow him just as David did, so that you can receive his blessings? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.